Okay, good evening, Rabbi Isai. Good evening, good evening. Simri Reish Ein Aleph Siv Tezayin. Loi Yit'amu Hamasubin Koidim Sheyitoim Hamekadesh. Halacha is that the people who are listening to the Kiddush and are Yotze through the Kiddush, they should not drink from the grape juice before the Mekadesh himself. The Mekadesh must be the one who drinks first. Simon Reish Ein Aleph, Siv Tezayin, top of page 98 in our editions. Lo Itamu Amesubin Koidem Sheitoim Amekadesh. The Mekadesh must be the first one drinking. So the people listening mustn't overtake him. This is only Imem's Kukim Lekoise. That's if they need his wine, his kois. If they need his wine. In other words, Sheshoipech Mimenu Lekoise Shebiyodam. If he pours from his wine, from his becha, into their koisos, Reikonis, they're either empty and he gives them some of his grape juice, or Ipkumen, or if the olim is drinking, what the listeners are drinking is wine which is pogum. So, in other words, everybody else has got cups and he makes kiddush. And before he drinks himself, his mloy lugmov, he pours everybody a little bit. Before he takes it, or if what they have in front of them happens to be pogum wine. So they have to then wait until he actually drinks before they drink. Avol, but imoyulem koisos yain she'enam pkumim, if they all have their own cup of wine, probably a little bit similar. And we have on the last seder, they all have their own cup of wine, which is not pogum at all. Then the halach is reshoim lishtois koidim sheishta mekadesh. Then they're all allowed to drink before the mekadesh himself drinks. But if what they have is either the cup they have in front of them is either empty or is pogum, they must wait until the mekadesh drinks first. See if you zayin. There is no need really to pour from the cup of the Mekadesh into the cups of wine which is in front of the Mesubim, people eating there. Elo, unless they've got pogum wine in front of them. The Mesubim have got pogum wine. This is really, there is no need to pour from the Mekadesh, to pour into everybody else's cup. Only if what they have got is pogum. If they only have got their own wine, really, they only have got the becha of wine. So really, it would work that he makes kiddush and they all drink. That works. That's fine. That's acceptable. However, if what they have is pogum, then he needs to pour a little bit into each. But otherwise, there's no need. Kiddush ish to kulam mekosh enu pogum. Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein tzarich lishpach mekosh." I'm just going through the sif again. There is no need to pour from the cup of the Mekadesh, lekoisos yain, into wine cups of wine, shlifnei mesubim, which is before the mesubim, people eating by the meal. Elohim ken, unless upkubin, what they would drink, what they were about, what's in front of them, is pogum, is already, has been already, somebody drank from that already. Sha'az then, tzarich lishpach lekoisos, because if it is pogum, then they all need to be pulled from the kodesh of the Mekadesh. Kiddush ish to kulam mekodesh in a pom. They should all drink from a kiddush wine which is not pogum at all. But if they all have, which is quite similar to, if let's say, on, I think Leila Seder is a good example. If by Leila Seder everybody's got a cup of wine, and let's even say one doesn't make kiddush oneself, so a person just happens to have, and he doesn't say kiddush himself, but he's got a cup of wine, the Mekadesh won't have to pour from his cup into the into other people's cup. It's no needed. He can just drink from the cup of wine which is in front of him, although he didn't make kiddush himself. He can just drink from there, and that's fine. It's only because if he has drank from that cup, the mesubim has drank from the cup, then you need to pour in from the mekadesh.
So if he's drunk from this kois and I can pour into the other koises, that itself is problem. So
is
it helping?
So the case I spoke about was slightly different than that.
He hasn't drunk from it,
it's not pogum. Yeah.
So you're saying it's before or after?
Correct.
It's before.
Correct.
So they don't have to wait from a source. Once they've poured into it, they can drink their wine. It's not pogum anymore.
Again?
If he pours before he drinks his kois, into their koyses.
Yes, indeed.
They can drink before he drinks his.
Why? No, they won't. No, but the point is that is a separate halacha that Shulch Sev Tezayin teaches us that people must, if they're zokuk to his cup, if they're drinking from him, they have to wait from him. They have to wait for him.
So, the Kedusha rabba on Shabbos morning, you don't have to drink, you just have to hear it. But we don't seem to be suggesting...
We'll speak about Kedusha rabba still. This is still the follow-up. What we've been addressing now is...
So what I'm saying is, it sounds like there isn't any... You have to drink as well.
Yes. Correct. 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 Shul. Al Meloy Lumov has. Somebody's drinking Meloy Lumov.
No, but if you hear someone else make Kiddush and drink it, Leil HaShabbos, you're not.
That's fine.
So you
that was fine.
So if it's good enough to hear someone. Why are we mucking on that when I have my wine, it can't be a problem?
The Mesubim around.
So there's Barabbas, who's got a place male of wine kosher, and he makes kiddush for everyone, like to include the bracha on the wine that everyone has in front of them, and he drinks. Now, they are all going to be yotzer his kiddush.
They are indeed. Correct.
Whether or not they drink wine.
Indeed.
So now they've got pogrom wine in front of them, really doesn't make any difference whether it's pogrom
they
or not.
Don't, it's true that they will be yotzer even with... Yes.
But they have to
this is correct. But in terms of what Siv Tezayin is teaching us, in terms of when they are drinking, they must ensure that they drink after the Mekadesh.
Right. Because there's zakuk to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they're drinking
pogrom. Yeah.
Okay.
Sif Reish Ayin Beis Al Ezayin Mekachin. Which wine is acceptable for Kiddush? Sif Alef Em Mekachin Al Yain Shereichoi Ro. If the wine smells, it's got an odor, to not use it. Em Mekachin. And that is, don't use that. Shereichoi Ro. Afol Gav Dereiche V'tam Mechamre. Although it may have, it may taste like wine. If it smells bad, do not. If this is, if it smells, the smell is a strong smell, a bad smell, it's no good. Velo al yain megula. Second aloch is yain megula, uncovered wine. It's fascinating. Aloch will speak more about that. Bezer Hashem. Hafilu ha'idna. Even nowadays, deloy kapdinon. We are not careful, we are not makpid agilui. We are, generally speaking, not careful about uncovered drinks. But nevertheless, when it comes to wine, you have to make sure that the wine was always covered and is not uncovered. Ramah, vein mekachin al yain derech chamra v'tam mechala, if it's got derech chamra v'tam chale, if it's got the taste is a bit like vinegary, even if it smells like wine, but if it tastes it's a bit like vinegar, it's a bit over strong, then you can't make kiddush for that either. What happened? What's the story?
It smells incense now.
Really?
We opened up a bottle for it.
Yeah. That's
not the case anymore.
Yeah.
That was previous case,
yeah. Okay, now let's go with the first case. First case is that it's reichoi ra, it smells bad. Even if it tastes okay, but it smells bad. Shulchan Aruch and Seif Kotten, Aleph Mishneh Berurah says, En mekatshin afilu ein lo yayin achar. That's even if it's all alternative wine. If the wine smells bad, don't use it. Ve'afilu b'dyevet im kiddush, if you made kiddush on wine which smells bad, mashma divrei Ramban shuvu beis Yosef to lo yotze, you're not yotze. Wine which smells bad, you're not yotze, which would be an example. I thought of a case that if you would put in, that's Bialoch basically speaks about that. If you've got a very nice wine, which actually tastes okay, but it went into a vessel, let's say into a becher, or into a bottle, into a decanter, which has a smell. Before that, something else was in there. Let's say, soap. Well, no, soap is not a good example. Something which has a strong smell. Yeah. It didn't affect the taste of it though, but you can just still smell it. You can still smell it. It's got a very strong smell still. But it tastes perfectly okay. Halacha is, you're not allowed to make kiddush with that. You're not allowed to make kiddush, and even if you have, you're not yotze. The next case is gilui. Now, gilui is a controversial one, because lo el yain megula. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis. Hainu. Sifkot Gimel, excuse me. Lo kapdin agilui. Mishum she'ein mitzuin etzenu nechoshem. Afilo achi osu mishum hakiveyu no lebchasecho. This is a halacha of Gilui. And Gilui, the starting point of Gilui is that Gilui is also not primarily because, not essentially because of an Issa. Gilui is not intrinsically also. It's becoming intrinsically also because of Sakona. To any uncovered drink with respect, Medina de Gemara, that's not a new school or anything like that. It's Medina de Gemara that if there's uncovered drink, we suspect that in Choshem, snakes came and drank from poisonous snakes, drank from it, and they drank from it, they left some poison and drink, and they went away again. And therefore, any uncovered drink is also, because sakant, chamira, meisura, anything dangerous, becomes also, and is even worse than also. So that's Medina de Gemara. Any uncovered drinks is also Medina de Gemara. Now, the Gemara says already, and that's from the Rishonim, that what happens in places that you don't see snakes generally, places which that snakes don't normally tend to hang around, you don't find snakes in zoos or in any, pardon? You don't, well, I heard that in Wales there is actually. But yeah, okay, in England, yeah, it's not, okay, fair enough. So, but in England, yes, arguably there's not many dangerous snakes besides the ones that escape from the zoos. So if the nechoshim enu motzui, then the halacha is then loy kapdin ala gilui. We don't have to be choshed on gilui. Gilui is fine. I must tell you, I changed my opinion on this a number of years ago because the poskim said in Eretz Yisrael also maybe you are choshed, maybe not choshed. I remember very, very clearly, this was when I had Solomon once in Rechov Malchi Yisrael on Friday night for Shalom Zocha. I remember it so clearly. I was a bocha still. I'm in Rechov Malchi Yisrael, no less. That's near Ger. And I went up for Shalom Zocha. And I see something moving. And Malchi Yisrael is closed. Or it was, I think it was closed then on Shabbos. And I see something moving. And I looked down. I wasn't sure if it's a mouse. Checked, it wasn't quite a mouse. Checked, is it a rat? It wasn't a rat. And it's all more likely it's a cat. It wasn't a cat either. And no, it wasn't a cockroach either. No, it wasn't a joke. But I carefully, and I saw that movement. And I saw it was clearly a snake. And I couldn't believe it. And I looked twice and I rubbed my eyes. But yes, it was a snake innocently crossing. And it wasn't even on zebra crossing. It was just literally crossing Malchei Yisrael. Crossing Malchei Yisrael. And I saw it with my own eyes. And then I said, you know what? Actually, maybe there is room to be choshed and choshim in Eretz Yisrael. It could be, indeed. Yes, it could be. But it's hard to know. Because even when it comes to, it's a very, very valid point. But I saw that Achronim write about poisonous snakes. They say that it's not clearly defined what does poisonous really mean. Does poisonous necessarily mean that by some of it, that its venom actually kills immediately, which is the Pasha's understanding, but maybe it doesn't have to be poisonous snakes. Poison doesn't necessarily mean that it killed somebody. It's deathly on the spot. It could be that also anything that causes health hazard may be considered poison as well. It's a poison, it's a chemical substance which is considered a poison. It may not be deadly, but it is still... So Lemaisa, I saw just recently, and as well, many poskim say that actually the choshim are quite motzui, but you don't necessarily see them so often. In the ruins, in the building, where the building sites, you'll find the choshim, and as to whether the dangerous or not, as I said, it's not ma'akev, but upon him, with regards to gilui, there's certainly more reason to be ma'akev, yeah. No, so if it is not, if there's no snakes, well, the truth is that you're not going to find snakes here, even, is there any snakes here, b'chlal, even if they're not poisonous?
In England, there are snakes, but not poisonous.
So if there's non-poisonous snakes which will be floating around.
You can get like grass snakes and things like that. Yeah,
okay, yeah.
I would suggest that it's not just a question of whether or not they're poisonous, because let's say you can get those poisonous snakes in various places. They have to be able to drink from your vessels, and that means they've got to get into your house, and then they've got to, in a amount of time that it takes for you to not notice.
Good, very good. The latter point I agree, the former not.
They've also got to know that this is liquid that they can drink, and they've got to get into the neck of the bottle or the cup or whatever it is, and they have to know to look into that.
Yeah.
Which, you know,
well, none of these are unrealistic eventual
births. I think one of these are incredible.
So, no, so
if you weave this way,
do you have to find snakes in apartment buildings?
No, you do. It is rude. It says don't put the mockers on it. When you're retired and living in your flat, Jerusalem, a snake jumps, you'll remember this mockers.
Yeah, so I must say that to your latter point, I agree. And that is in terms of, if you're makpid on gilui, how long, when does actually something, drink become osu? When actually when drink becomes osu? So there are yidin who are very machmir, and in Brisk, I know it's a very common chumra. I don't know if it's a chumra really, and Reb Chaim Kanevsky is also very careful about gilui. And he said, as long as it takes, if you leave the drink, obviously if you are in, that's probably the first rule of the rule that we need to appreciate is if you are present, then it will not become osu. It's like it's no gora than a shomer. If you are there and you see you're hovering over your grape juice, the drink will not become osu. However, if you leave the place, he'll become osu. When? How long does he need to take? So the halacha is as long as you know that it could realistically take for it to appear to drink and go out again, which is not particularly long time, that's the Chumah de Geshetas. And indeed, I know I in Brisk, they will be makpid. There's a story about the Brisk Rav, I believe, that he left, he had pulled the Reb Chaim Kanevsky. I know Reb Chaim is also very machme on this, that he left the Becher for literally a couple of minutes, and upon return, he asked to drink Medina the Gemara because of Gilui. He said, I can't drink it, it's you could have taken a couple of minutes for a snake to appear, drink and leave. And he asked Medina the Gemara, he said he wouldn't let anybody drink it. No children, not anybody. He wouldn't let anybody drink it. So that's Medina the Gemara. Now again, here, we are not particularly makpid on Gilui. Some people are, but on the whole, we're makil in England on Gilui. And but having said, beyond Gilui, says the Shulchan Aruch over here, and that's really the Shulchan Aruch. V'lo yayin megula. Yain Megula is also afilo idne even nowadays to learn Kaptina Gilui. Even if you're not makpid on Gilui, when it comes to grape juice, we are more machmir on Kiddush. Why? Why are we more machmir beyond Gilui and even beyond Gilui? Why? Why? Says why is wine worse? Says the Mishabur in Tzivkot Gilui Gimel. Lo Kaptina Gilui Mishum She'en Mitzuyin Nechoshim. We're not particularly concerned about Nechoshim. Please note the fact that he doesn't say there has to be poisonous snakes. He just says that there's no snakes at all over here. Afilochi, also nevertheless, it's also mishum hakiveyu no lo, hakiveyu no lipchasecho. That there's a specific issa, which is that hakiveyu no lipchasecho, that something that we his, for Kiddush, something has to be of particular level of consumption. And something which is megula is out of boundaries.
So the common shalom is when you need to open a metal top bottle of grape juice on Shabbos, and you make a hole in the top of the you make a hole on top of the cap, small hole. Is that called megula?
Right. Very small. Good. So if you keep it in the fridge, then it's anyway not considered megula anyway. Okay. Let's say you leave it out. So if it's something which no snake realistically could have penetrated and drank from, then it would be okay. But if it's bigger than that, yes, it would be a problem. I imagine there is a standard size of a snake. I'm picturing myself also standard size of a snake. And I think that if it's within, I imagine that you'd go with that kind of approach. If it's something, but yes, in principle, indeed, yes, if you leave a wine bottle uncovered overnight, it would be a problem according to what we're learning now.
Then probably most wine bottles are fine because the neck's too narrow for most snakes to be able to get there.
Yeah.
They live a big long time,
don't they? No, they don't. Well, you know the snakes. They have long tongues. And if you're worried about the tongues, you're worried about the fangs. It's the fangs that the poison comes from. And if you're worried about the poison.
Am I really worried about baby
snakes? What snakes can get through? Baby snakes.
You can't get out again. If you see a snake floating in a bottle, then you throw it away. You've
got to get out again. Yeah. Okay, I hear. Okay, may I add another point now? May I add another point, which I think may shall be of extra light in that this is not what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. But I think just for full clarity's sake, I think I'm going to add that. Vilna Gaon famously held that any Issa Medrabonon, any Issa Medrabonon, He said that, and I hold the Halakha of Chaim also has like that, and the Baruch Tam also, and many Gedolim held like that, like the Vilna Gaon. But the Vilna Gaon writes in a number of places that anything which is awesome at the Rabbanon, although a reason may have been shared with us, which is commonly the case, besides the revealed reason of the Issa, there's also plenty of Isurim which are not necessarily revealed to us. But any Issa the Rabbanon that is. So as an example, he says, the Divrei Chaim said in the name of Yishver, the Baruch Tam, I believe, that although Yai Nesach is also because of Chasnus, he says that he can think of another 150 reasons why it's also as well. So there's a Messiah of another 150, I think that's the figure of Isurim, which are not revealed, which are not public knowledge. Any Issa the Rabbanon is also according to the parameters which are written Shulchan Aruch, but the reason behind it is not necessarily not necessarily well known. So I think just according to what you are saying, Mr. Vigoda's point, which I think is a very interesting point, if you think there is probably, I mean, according to Vilna Gaon, certainly there is besides there is an Issa of Gilui, and the Issa Gilui may not only be because of the Chashash of, these are the parameters, but it might not be the only reason why Chazal asked this, which makes the Parsha very complex. And it's not according to the basic approach of Mishnah Berurah. But there is such a Vilna Gaon, and it's such a Heilige Divrei Chaim, and there is such approach within the Achronim. I just feel to have the full picture, it might be interesting to mention that as well. Yes?
In the previous case, when we were talking about the smell, what if a person isn't bothered by it, or we can't smell it?
Good question. My feeling is that it's Botel Taitoi, and it's not necessarily because of the odor that affects him, but it's a psul be'etzem. That's something. Pardon?
If you can't smell it, you can't smell it.
No, but it might be intrinsically as a kivuno that it's ogepasled. Like it's a kivuno. It's something which one refrains from taking. It's my feeling. I haven't got a raya for it, but I think that al tzakivano is going to be also, even if you don't. We had similar cases when it came to hilchas tefillah brachas. We find if somebody's got a blocked nose, or if somebody's got, for some reason, he cannot smell, but there is this odor around, it's going to be also medina mamash to daven and to make brachas there. So I'm not 100% sure, but my feeling tells me that my smell tells me that. I have a strong suspicion that it's going to be also in this case as well. Rabbi, continues the Mishnah Berurah now. If it was just a very small, very minute amount uncovered, ein lehak b'da'idne. We don't have to be makpid nowadays. Please note the nusach. He doesn't say it's muta. He says you don't have to be makpid. You don't have to be careful nowadays. If it was only a little bit uncovered, calls man shloy noma time of reichoy. As long as the taste and the smell is still good. But in terms of Nechoshim, he says if it was only a little bit, it's fine. Because of a Chayodom, the Chayodom says, Dafke mokum shaya yain beyoika. This is only with regards to places which the wine is expensive. To lo ikapti kulehai begiloimua. Then we are lenient with unrevealed liquids. For short time, we are not makpit. Havala mekadesh ala sheikha yezoi bezeh. But when it comes to person making kiddush on beer or any liquid which is very cheap, or if wine is very cheap for that matter, then it was megula for even a short amount of time, one should be makpid. If you've got no alternative, then go for it, although it was uncovered for a little bit. But yes, if it wasn't covered for a long time, if it was uncovered for a long time, then it's non-negotiable, and it's certainly also because of a kivuno.
So it's
yeah.
The clue is purely out of expense.
Yeah, it makes it, you get more reason to be lenient because of the expense, yeah.
Why is it with wine?
Pardon?
Why is it with wine?
It says water as well, and milk.
In terms of Gilui Be'etzem, there is no difference, you're right. Only in terms of Gilui, there is no difference between wine and other liquids. There are some liquids, though. It's true. I mean, you are meramis to. There are some liquids which are, I don't remember which ones they are. Some liquids which the Choshim don't like. And, pardon? Yeah, I don't remember which ones are defined halacha. That, yeah, it could be it is. I don't remember. That's some that we definitely not choshed on gilui. But I don't remember what it is now. Yeah.
If you can determine to a very high degree of certainty, with say some kind of litmus test or something, that your water isn't adulterated.
Can adulterated mean? Meaning not affect, not nobody's drank.
No. Can you say that I can prove that with this litmus test of this pipette in this sample, I can tell you that it doesn't have any known toxins from any snakes. Can you drink it?
I don't know the answer. My only point of hesitation, my pashtus, it would work. My only point of hesitation is the gone that I mentioned earlier and that approach that there might be other reason in the Issa Drabonon in Gilui. But Lulei Ha, without that swirl, without that problem, the answer would be yes, that should probably work. Probably.
It's quite a mountain where it's free flowing things. You can't drink that water, you've got animals, you don't want to stay to
Why is it not Issa Gilui? Why is it not Issa Gilui about water which comes from? Why is it not Issa Gilui?
You shouldn't drink stream water. I did that once.
I don't know. The chvestish kamshat. I don't know because it's a very good child. I don't know if you drink from a. Truth is that how long does it take for it to reach from the source the stream? Was it overnight? If you drink, I'm saying, is it? I don't know. How long does it take? Will it be overnight? Will it have been uncovered overnight?
What water? Of course, it was water.
No, I'm saying from the source. Was it flowing?
From the source, yeah, of course. From yeah. And, yeah.
Yeah. Was it? Yeah. It was.
What drinking water from the tap?
No, but that's not uncovered.
It's in the reservoir.
Yeah, but the reservoir is considered covered.
What's it? Completely open. Gisley Valley. It's a reservoir. It's completely open.
Why is that not called Gilui? Why is that not considered Gilui? Maybe
because.
Yeah, because it's true that you're. Okay, these are good hours. I don't know the answer. Rabbi said we learned tonight. That the Mesubim shouldn't drink before the Mekadesh unless they've got their own wine, which was not pogum. We learned you're not allowed to make Kiddush on Yain, which smells. And wine, which has a bad taste, although it smells okay, either it doesn't smell good, it's no good. If it doesn't taste good, it's also no good. And we learned also that Yain Megula is a problem as well. Even nowadays, there were no makpid on Gilui. Good evening, Abbosai.